Hello, I am Siobhan Redmond and I'm going to do a little piece from the end of David Gregg's play Dunsinane. That play picks up at the end of Shakespeare's play Macbeth. The protagonist is the English general Siward, who has one line in Shakespeare's play. When he gets into the castle at Dunsinane, he discovers that the tyrant's lady is neither mad nor dead, as he had been told. She's very much alive. She's very sane. She is queen in her own right. The tyrant was king because he was married to her. And she has a son, who is now the rightful king, who she's managed to get out of the castle. During the course of the play, Gruach, that's her name, also escapes from Dunsinane. Siward, the English general, finds her son and kills him. And in this scene, the last scene of the play, he carries the boy's body to Gruach, who's been in hiding in the hills, apologises for what he's done, and asks her if there's a way they can make peace. This is what she says. "Siward, you are weak. A weak commander under a weak king, and you will go home in the end, beaten and humiliated. And when you are back in your empty castle, Siward, and one of mine is on the throne again in Dunsinane, I will send parties of men raiding into your beloved Northumberland to take cattle and women and burn villages and kill your knights. For as long as I live, I'll torment you, and when I die, I'll leave instructions in my will to every Scottish queen that comes after me to tell her king to take up arms and torment England again and again and again until the end of time."